couple things on the injuries to report. First, Goodman will still be out this week. Demaryius Thomas will also be out this week. And Darcell McBath will be out this week. So those three have no chance of playing for the most part. I mean, we had some bumps and bruises, but hopeful that most everybody else will be ready. Ayers was close. Tough decision. We just felt like it was going to change a lot of the things that we would have done in the game had we started him in the game and then he couldn't continue to go. We felt like it would have affected a couple packages defensively and us and what we were doing in the kicking game in terms of Kevin and Jason's role with what they did in special teams too. So give Robert another week here and hopefully we'll have him at full strength, you know, or close to full strength this week for St. Louis. Again, I want to give credit to San Diego. They coached a great game, made some adjustments in the game, that did some things that took some things away that we wanted to do, and found ways to create some mismatches against us when they were on offense. Did a nice job of shoring up some things in their special teams units, which had been an area where people had taken advantage of them. We certainly tried to do some of those things, both in rushing the punter, the return game. Eddie had a nice return, you know, in the punting game, but certainly didn't make enough plays to really say that we came out of that game winning that phase. They did a nice job of designing the fake punt and created some momentum there for themselves. We had, you know, we had some momentum at that point in the game, and the fake punt certainly changed that a little bit. But, yeah, you know, tried to get off to a fast start and thought we did that. But, you know, once that was done with and over, we really didn't sustain much of anything in any area. So they deserve a lot of credit for the way they played. Questions?
Did Demaryius fracture anything?
No.
And was DJ serious enough you have to go through the whole process?
We'll always go through it. We've had enough of them now in the last 2 years where I just feel better about doing it that way no matter what, just so we don't end up with a situation where I've seen a few recently now where guys have had concussions and then they're going back in the game and they get tackled, don't really get hit in the head, and all of a sudden they're on the sideline again with a concussion. So we want to make sure we're smart about that, because not only is it for the good of the player's health, but also for the team. If you take a guy and he gets bumped on the first play of the game, and all of a sudden you're down a guy. So, you know, we're going to take every precaution with a head injury.
You still think Andre can come back? Or is
that no, we're not going that direction. Definitely feel like he's got a chance to come back and help us at this point. So we're going to keep that alive.
Looked like Robert was kind of talking into it.
Yeah, I'm happy that he was feeling that way. He was trying. You know, he's a competitive person. He's missed playing for a number of weeks now and wants to get back out there and help his team. You know, and it isn't an easy decision to decide. You know, that the best thing is to not play him for a number of different reasons. But you know, I give him credit. He went out there and worked hard in the pregame warmups and then, you know, wanted to play certainly, but I just don't think it was the best thing for us last night.
Was one of those reasons that the other linebackers didn't playing so well? There wasn't really a...
No. I mean, he's one of our starting linebackers. There's no doubt about it. And you know, when he's back there and he's healthy, I think he'll really provide a lot of help. It just, you know, when you only have when you have different packages defensively and one of those guys is going to fit in there, and then all of a sudden you take one of them out of the game, three plays into the game due to an injury, it could really impact the way the game's played. So we just didn't feel good enough last night that was going to happen. So we went the other direction.
Josh, how tough is this now? I mean, after the 6-0 start, a lot's been made about the numbers and the wins and losses. Last year, the way the season ended was different than the way it's kind of going now. So just how tough is it to go through, you know, each remaining week and start with this week?
You know, it's not fun. There's no doubt about it. I don't think anybody in here is happy about it. You know, But that, you know, no one cares either. It's about trying to come back in here and go to work tomorrow and get ready to play St. Louis. You know, we're still not out of anything yet, even though I know the standings don't look the way that we would like them to look at this point. So, you know, that's doing your job, and every one of us is accountable to do that. And we've got to come in here and put forth our best effort and prepare hard and see what happens.
Coach, can you talk specifically about what situations you might look for to give Tim an extended series of snaps?
You talking about just in a normal...
Yeah, well, I'm even thinking like end of game, like what goes into your thinking about whether or not he goes in for some series or experience, things like that.
Well, we haven't had too many situations like that, you know, but, you know, there's a lot that could go into it. I think each game is different. Depending on, you know, I think we've had, you know, the one game against Kansas City where, you know, you felt like maybe there was a situation there, but there were some other things that played into that. You know, we're not averse to doing it. We just haven't had many opportunities to do that this year.
Would you start him in a game if the mathematics were that you could not?
I don't know. I would have to. I'm not willing to go there. It's not the case right now, so we'll think about that when that happens. But, you know, not on our mind right now.
Have you seen anything on Sam Bradford yet? Are you surprised what he's been able to do this season?
No. Sam is a, you know, he's a mature young man, very, very gifted athletically, very deserving of where he was selected in the draft. I think they're putting him in positions to be very successful. They're asking him to do some things that some first-year quarterbacks don't do, and he's handling that responsibility very well. Throws the ball accurately, very tough, stands in the pocket, makes a lot of throws that are key, critical throws in games. And, you know, a big thing, he really hadn't hurt his team. And that's for a young player to play in this league and to see all the different things that you could see. San Diego, I think, blitzed them the first 18 snaps of the game, you know, and I'm sure that he was the reason why they did that. And he stood in there and handled it, didn't turn the ball over. And he's playing at a competitive level to allow them to win football games. And I think, you know, he certainly doesn't resemble a rookie, if you will. If you try to do too many things and get cute with him, he's hurt some teams, no question about it. So big challenge for us this week again.
Josh, how do you cover? You've seen a lot of quarterbacks. How tough is that streak you just had in 169?
You're talking about Bradford's yeah, that's big time, I think. I mean, again, when you do that, you know, and that's in the middle of making plays too. It's not like they're just throwing screens and checkdowns. If that was the case, maybe it wouldn't be as impressive. But he's throwing the ball down the field. He's throwing double moves. He's standing in there against the blitz. He's, you know, converting third and 13s. You know, this is not a team that has you know, made this offense so simple that you can't make mistakes. They're asking a lot of this guy, and he's responded very well. And like I said, one of the most impressive things is the way that he handles, you know, situations that aren't ideal, because a lot of people could throw interceptions and turn the football over and say, I'm a rookie. He has not done that, and that's a big credit to him.
Josh, I believe you said that after your first drive, they adjusted defensively and kept you from doing what you wanted to do. What did they do defensively?
Well, you know, they're a team that has pressured, you know, 40%, 38% of the time. They pressured us on the first drive. We didn't pick everything up cleanly, but we hurt them. You know, they pressured. We hit them on three passes in a row to start the game. They made some adjustments in terms of not pressuring as much, tried to take away some of the outside perimeter passes that we had some success with early in the game and have had some success with during the course of the season. Now that, you know, that took some adjusting on their part because they had to leave some of their comfort zone, I'm sure, and go to some different things. But, you know, like I said, that was something that they tried to do. And then we tried to combat it, didn't do it very well. And the game ended up becoming more of a catch-up game for us. And at that point, the adjustments kind of, you know, you're out the window. You know, you're trying to catch up and play fast and those kind of things to maximize the amount of possessions you get. And once that happens, really, you know, your game plan has changed dramatically. So, you know, they deserve a lot of credit for doing that and making those adjustments. And we made some adjustments and tried to counter it. Didn't always work as effectively as we would like it to. But that's the way the game went.
Did your counters not work because Phillips was so disruptive?
He was disruptive, and they didn't need a pressure. You know, he got some pressure on us without blitzing, and that was, you know, that's always tough. When you can cover receivers and try to take receivers away with, you know, rolled coverage to them and trying to jam them at the line of scrimmage, and you're getting pressure at the same time, that can create some problems. So, you know, again, there's things we could do better, no doubt about it, in the game that we didn't do last night very well. Again, they made some adjustments, and they worked because of the guys that they had and made them go.
Josh, how do you gauge where the team is right now when you have a game like Kansas City where you see when things work, how well things can go, or, you know, bits and pieces, Tennessee, Jets, but then you have the Raiders game last night. Where do you think this team is right now as far as its development?
It's you know, each week is different, and it's very apparent to, I think, most of us that see a number of games each week and watch tape, and you know, one team beats somebody by 30, that team goes and beats somebody else by 20, and then the team, you know, all that. You try to put those together, and you'll drive yourself crazy. I think really each week comes down to how you prepare, how you set up your game plan, how you execute it on Sunday. And the team that does a better job of doing those things, which there's not two of them, there's a number of them. When you do a lot of them well and the other team doesn't, then you've got a good chance to win a game. And I'd say more times than not, both teams are going to go in and do some things well and some other things not so well. It's going to be competitive. But the games that we failed to do enough of those things right, you know, we've fallen behind and the game's kind of gotten out of hand. And that's certainly no way to try to win games in this league. So, you know, it's still a week-to-week thing. I mean, we've got to come in and prepare hard this week. And if we do a good job of doing that and execute our game plan on Sunday, I'm sure we'll be in good shape and it'll be a competitive game. But if we don't, it doesn't matter who you're playing. They're going to be well-prepared and well-coached and have good players too. And they got to come in and put their best effort out there, too.
I mean, more about, like, the talent level. Do you feel, like, good going forward?
I mean, we've been competitive with a lot of good football teams. I mean, there's, you know, and then there's been other stretches where it hadn't looked that way, you know. And I understand the question, you know, can come from those situations. You know, nobody who's real happy with the way we performed in a couple of those games, including yesterday. But I think we've had a lot of stretches in this season where we've been extremely competitive with very good football teams, and, you know, and we know we can play that way. The problem right now with our team is to be able to do it consistently. And if we don't do it more consistently, we're not going to improve enough to win, you know, a number of games down the stretch, which is certainly what we would hope we could do.
Last one for Coach.
What's the cause of that inconsistency? Can you decipher that?
There's not one cause. There's, you know, a lot of things go into success, I think, in a football game. You know, it's, you know, the game plan against their game plan, you know, play call against whatever they have called, the ability to execute the call against their call, you know, an adjustment that you have to make on the field, an adjustment that you have to make during the game, injuries. There's a number of different things that can affect consistency and your ability to perform well. If it was just one thing, it would be a simple answer. But that's why this game is not a simple game.